February will be busy out meeting people and learning new things. Hey, what else is there to do in this climate? In this episode, I'll go over the places that I'll be in the upcoming month, plus a new speaking engagement that has been added for March. And the book is on track to be ready for sale in March. More details in the March newsletter. So welcome to the sixth season of Plants Dig Soil, a podcast about realistic regen ag. I'm your host, Scott Gillespie, and I'm an agronomist from the Western Canadian Prairies specializing in climate-smart agriculture. I discuss scientifically proven practices that benefit the planet and, just as importantly, farmers' economic sustainability. So be sure to visit my website, www.plantsdigsoil.com, for resources and information about the services that I offer for farmers and agribusiness. So let's start out with what's happening right away. It will be the Farming Smarter Conference and Trade Show at the Sandman Signature Lethbridge Lodge, which is Wednesday, February 14th and Thursday, February 15th, 2024. And I'll have a booth set up there. The Alberta Soil Science Workshop is happening in Lethbridge this year. And it's at the same place, the Sandman Signature Lethbridge Lodge. And it is the following week, from Tuesday, February 20th to Thursday, February 22nd, 2024. And I'll have a booth set up there. And then the main event for people in Southern Alberta, which is the Ag Expo, and it's happening at the Agri-Food Hub and Trade Center. It's Tuesday, February 27th to Thursday, February 29th, 2024. And when you're there, it's a large facility, so the easiest way to find me is that I'll be booth number 16, and I'll be in the corridor that looks towards Henderson Lake. And new for March is I will be speaking at the Alberta Forage Industry Association, AGM. It'll be at the Best Western Premier Edmonton Airport Hotel, Thursday, March 14th. And I will be speaking at the meeting with a presentation called Cover Crops for Break Years, Improving the Soil for Perennial Production. I'll be talking about how to incorporate cover crops into your break years so you can effectively control problem weeds, restore lost fertility, and improve soil structure. The presentation will also discuss how these practices can fit into your farming system, which cover crops to use, and how to strike a balance between building soil health and maintaining a steady cash flow. Now, as mentioned, I've put a new thing up on my website called Speaking, Teaching, and Workshop Design. I get these requests fairly frequently over the year to give presentations or create workshops, and so I thought I should put up a page on my website about them. I've also taught at Lethbridge College, as you would know, for the diploma and degree students. So I have a full list of my work in the media page, but on this particular page, I have picked out three YouTube videos that are posted by other organizations that show me in action, giving presentations, and even one right in the field. So I want to highlight my consulting packages. I don't sell any products. I don't follow systems that others have created. I just get to know your farm or the agribusiness, your needs, and I work to develop a plan that works for you. You're not locked in. Once the plan is created, you're free to implement it on your own, hire another company, or retain me for help along the way. So the starter package is what I call the Q&A package. It's $600, and it's for anybody that just has questions, wants a sounding board, or maybe wants a second opinion from their current advisor. The pricing includes one meeting in person, which has to be within 100 kilometers of Taber, Alberta, or it can be online, and then there's support through email, text, and phone for a three-month period. So it's ideal for winter planning, or if you just want seasonal support. And with this plan, you can upgrade to another plan, which I'll get to in a moment, for the difference in cost at any point. So when people are starting to work with me, we usually start on the farm planning package, which is $3,000. So I get to know you at a lot more deeper level. You get four meetings throughout the year that have to be within 100 kilometers. It can be online and then for further apart, or there is support through email, text, or phone for a 12-month period. And finally, for ongoing clients, I have the annual retainer, which is $2,000. Now, I don't try to hook you into keeping my services ongoing. I give you everything. I'm not trying to hold things back. And I love working with people over the long term. So if you want to continue working with me, then this is what we do on an annual basis. And it again has the 4 meetings within 100 kilometers of Tabor, and it's support through email, text, or phone for the 12-month period. And now something that I'm most excited about, I've been working on this over the last year. It's Practical Regeneration, Realistic Strategies for Climate Smart Agriculture. It's a book that's expected to be published in March of 2024. Now, farmers are feeling the pressure to implement climate smart strategies from outside forces. Governments are making international commitments, and agribusinesses are responding to consumer demands and shareholder resolutions. The hype of regenerative agriculture keeps growing, but what actually works? I've spent 2 decades working with farmers on the Western Canadian prairies. I've seen what works and what doesn't. I've spent the time to critically review the science behind the claims. Whether you're a farmer, an agronomist, or anyone that touches agriculture, this book will help you to find the practices that help the planet and, just as importantly, farmers' economic sustainability. So this will have worldwide print-on-demand availability, plus it will be on the Amazon Kindle, it'll be on Google Play Books, it'll be on Apple Books, it'll be on the Barnes & Noble Nook, and the Rakuten/Indigo Kobo. Any bookstore, whether a chain or independent, wanting to stock it will be able to order it risk-free with book return insurance at the normal trade discount. So there'll be more details on this coming up in future episodes as it gets closer to the full publication. Now, just to end off the podcast, I want to talk about the SCAP funding. And I have referred to this many times. I'm working through some of the applications that we put in last year. The applications for 2024 can be submitted starting on February 1st. And of course, with anything like this, it's much more ideal if you get the applications in the wintertime and not be trying to scramble during the growing season. So there's a lot of things that are covered, which the highlights are new technology, farm security, grain handling, buying new or upgrading existing center pivots, installing drip irrigation, digging a well, developing water supplies for crops or livestock, and decommissioning old wells, developing a food safety plan or upgrading existing ones, developing new products or markets, fencing in riparian areas or adding fencing, which could be perimeter or internal, increasing legumes or establishing native or tame forages, adding in shelter belts, eco buffers, pollinator strips, intercropping annuals for grain harvest, cocktail cover crops for green manure or forage, and establishing or enhancing wetlands. Now, those are just the highlights. There are little things or small little things that you might see that I didn't see because I don't know your farm in that much detail. So it's always best if you look at it and see if there's something there for you. You can get up to $150,000 per farm, and the costs of my fees can be included in the funding. And just one more plug for my cover crops course. You'll have a cover crops first plan, which covers the fit, implementation, return on investment, species, and termination. There are CCA, Certified Crop Advisor, continuing education credits, which are called CEUs. So if you're needing those, or if you're wanting to learn more about cover crops and how to plan for them, please check that out.